Yo, 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 we appreciate you taking the time to check out the Bro Talk Live podcast. Now listen, we need your help. We want to get to as many people as possible, so we need you to tell everyone you know about our podcast. There's bigger things we want to do, and we can't get there without your help. Now, the easiest thing you can do is share this episode to your social media channel. And we can do Instagram, we can do Twitter, we can do Snapchat, anything you want to do. We'd also appreciate it, though, if you leave us a rating on iTunes. And lastly, subscribe to the show on our YouTube channel. Head over to brotalklive.com to get connected to everything dealing with the bros.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Tonight's rundown, DJ Khaled, no, Khaled, DJ Khaled, between Khaled and DJ Khaled, the Met Gala, Travis Scott, and we're going to talk about the new Be Best White House campaign, and teachers, because it's Teacher Appreciation Week, guys. So we want to make sure that you all feel... Why'd you, who was that? You didn't feel appreciated at work today, Bill?
Longest Monday ever is all I'm going to say.
BroTalkLive.com, the best show on the internet for you by us. It's your main man, Jay. Let's kick it over to Dex. What up, bro?
Hey, guys. Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here.
Awesome. Do you have a story?
I do have a quick story. So... I'm not one of these people to like brag. I'm a very humble guy, but I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast. Shout out to Vance for putting me on that. Vance listens to the show too, so shout out to him. He put me on to the Joe Budden podcast, and I listened to it. And they talked about Kanye West for a little bit, and then they immediately went into talking about Chance the Hopper. That's what they call Chance the Rapper. And like they said the same stuff that I was saying, and I just felt so special because it's like
Joe Budden agrees with you.
The world is starting to see what I see. Like when I'm telling you, I'm a real good judge of character. So when so I tell y'all Biden. That Excellent. Somebody's not cool, we shouldn't be fooling with them like that. Believe me. When Dexter tells you who someone is, believe him.
Dex over here clout chasing with Joe Budden. Ty, what up?
I'm good. I did want to give a shout out to Dexter just for help coming a long way with almost being the smart one in the group trying to tell behind me with his master's degree. I do appreciate some competition. However, you know, I just wanted to shout him out real quick.
Nice to know that you operate in a world of degrees.
I do. Bill? I'm just kidding.
How are you, Bill?
I am I'm quite well. I also wanted to give a shout out to Dex. Congratulations on receiving your master's, but also I want to shout
earning.
Out
earning receiving. They hand them things out.
You know what's crazy? Our speaker actually didn't even get an honorary degree. Like they were very stingy with their paper.
But I also wanted to shout out my best friend, who also was an avid supporter of the show, Chuck. He received his white coat from Temple Dental School, and so now he is now a doctor.
Is that like getting a black belt? Like, is it a whole ceremony and stuff like that?
It is an entire ceremony.
Do they coach you like the masters? So hot.
No, they like call you up on stage and then they garb you in this long white coat with your name like inscribed on it.
How many likes to get on Instagram? Dental loan.
How many likes did he get on Instagram?
Yeah, for
if it was less than 100, well, he might as well.
He doesn't have an Instagram.
Next,
he's studying for the DA.
Yeah. Give it back. Give it back.
We're wasting the time.
But my picture of him got 238.
Okay.
He did it for you. That's cool. 4 years of dental school for your likes. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Bro Talk Live, right on the mark. All right. First story, guys. The Met Gala was last night, and normally we cover the fashions, and this year we're not going to judge any fashions because we don't feel like it anymore, and that's just like played out. We've been at like the last 3 years, and we used to have like fashion experts on to tell us what was hot and what was not, but we're just going to move past that. And we're going to go ahead with, was the Met Gala theme offensive? Because this year, the theme was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. And so this is what was published on Vogue's website. On Monday, May 7th, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute will sanctify its love of fashion as it presents heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination, designed to create a dialogue between fashion and the masterworks of religious art in the museum's holdings. Bow Wow, for his part, has something to say about the Met Gala before we get into the story. Niggas go to the Met Gala to put on all this heavy-ass, crazy-ass shit just to walk around and be uncomfortable. It's almost like a bougie-ass Halloween party. So just words from Bow Wow. So in case you didn't know what the Met Gala was all about, that is his description of the night's events. People did show up and show a doubt with the theme. As you see here, Chadwick Boseman, aka Black Panther, photographed here in his all white garb, as well as Rihanna, who dressed up as the Pope. Zendaya channeled Joan of Arc, and this Caucasian lady up in the top left, that is, dressed up as a nun. And speaking of Caucasians, they were highly upset on various social media channels. The Met Gala theme is low-key disrespectful to the Catholic religion. Let's be real. Imagine using my religion to do your fashion show. Disgusting. The wearing of crosses and Pope garb at the Met Gala by people who aren't Christian Catholic is obviously sacrilegious. Guessing people wearing hijab, and caricatures of Muslim clothing wouldn't go over quite as well. So a lot of people were very offended that people chose to kind of dress up as cosplay, as one person said, in their Catholic attire. The Archbishop of New York had this to say. He spoke before the Met Gala. He said, you may be asking, what is the church doing? Why is the church a part of all of this? Because the Catholic Church did have something to say. Or has something to do with the Met Gala's presentation. He said, but just think about it for a moment. It's because the church and the Catholic imagination, the theme of this exhibit, are all about three things: truth, goodness, and beauty. That's why we're into things such as art, culture, music, literature, and yes, even fashion. Just for the record, they have never done a religious exhibit at the Met Gala as far as the fashion part goes, and this is the first of its kind. So, was it disrespectful for the Met Gala to channel a religion in its fashion?
I guess I'll start.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So the Met Gala did this thing because, and I've seen a lot of, like, I'm in a couple of like groups with other priests and preachers and things like that, and everybody's getting real deep. And they're like, oh my God, we can't allow the world to get their hands on. Stop for just a second. What people need to understand is that the Vatican loaned robes and different pieces from the sacristy to the Metropolitan Museum of Art so that those pieces that have never been seen outside of the Vatican can be seen for the world, like can be shown to the world. I need everybody to relax. It's not that deep. The Vatican is not offended because they loaned the Metropolitan Museum of Art these items, these artifacts. Just everybody relax. Everybody relax. Nobody's offended when y'all, like, just relax, please.
Okay, Dex, some people were saying that, you know, if they were to have something that honored, you know, the Muslim religion, that people wearing hijabs might be considered offensive.
Might be. How do you feel about that? Might be. They would have a fit if people did that. It would be World
Melee.
Three. A melee out here if they were to do something like that. It would not go down. And I think people who are saying that this is offensive, like, they're well within their rights to say that. I mean, I'm not Catholic, so for me it's not offensive. But I could understand that. If someone is saying that something is offensive, I think we should respect that. And we put up a poll on the Bro Talk Twitter page, which is Bro Talk Live. And people, so far, we've gotten votes for yes, that it was offensive. So look, for me, I'm going to say, for me, no, it wasn't offensive. But I think others who practice their religion, they were offended. And I think we have to respect that.
I mean, when I first saw like some of the things that people were wearing. At first I was like, oh, people gonna show up like looking like church. Like it's gonna be, you know, saying we're gonna have some inspiration for going like to church. You know what I'm saying? I figured we would have some inspiration, some new fashion choices to go to church in. But you know, people actually like Chadwick showed up here with the crosses crossed out.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna showed up as the damn Pope. And it's like people were really taking it like with the crosses and stuff like that. Where they might not actually be religious. So, Ty, were you offended when you saw the crosses and stuff like that as a Christian?
No. I mean, I just wasn't offended. I mean, I'm kind of in line with Dexter. Like, I want, like, when people show up in certain costumes for Halloween and things like that, we ask them to be respectful. And when someone's outraged, we're like, you know, you can't tell those people not to be outraged for their culture. So I do, in a way, if we're going to be fair, say that, yes, it is offensive if people are offended by it. However, I kind of don't want them jumping on the offense train, because I feel a little bit that they're just offended because they get called out on some of the things that they're doing, which are ridiculous. So I don't know. If people are offended by it, then, I mean, I could say it's offensive. Don't do it. But I personally wasn't offended. But I'm also not Catholic. So I don't know. And people wear crosses all the time. Like people got chains and Jesus pieces and all types of stuff. So
but like Madonna showed up and like this crown with all these crosses on it. It's like, you know, getting well, Madonna. It's the furthest thing.
People wear those things frequently. People have crosses. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't even think Jesus would care. He cared more that he was being portrayed as Cesare Borgia.
Now that's what he cared about.
Jared Leto also showed up kind of looking kind of Jesus-y, if you've seen the pictures. That little crown.
That's a good thing. No, he looked like Cesare Borgia-y, because that's not what Jesus looked like.
Okay, saying. Correct. All right, moving on, because we got a live show. Is Khaled misogynistic for this response? DJ Khaled was on The Breakfast Club actually about 3 years ago, and the interview is just now surfacing because someone, I guess, watched it and found out that Khaled had an opinion about oral sex for women. He said, a woman should praise the man, the king. If you're holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise and a man should praise the queen. But, you know, my way of praising is called, haha, how was dinner? You like the house you living in? You like all them clothes you getting? So he said, I'm taking care of your family. I'm taking care of my family. You know, I'm putting in the work. So then Angela Yee asked DJ Khaled, so basically he's saying all this to say that you're not going to go down on your woman. And Khaled responded by saying no. And Angela Yee said, would you have a problem if she didn't go down on you? And Khaled said, absolutely. He said, it's different rules for men. You got to understand, we the king, there's some things that y'all might not want to do, but it got to get done. I just can't do what you want me to do. I just can't. So The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, got in on this and he tweeted, clear his throat, as a man, I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little TMI. I will quietly now excuse myself from this fun threat. And Evan Rachel Wood, who apparently is a lesbian, said, you're seriously missing out, man. Take it from someone. What? I'm saying, you're seriously missing out, man. Take it from someone who has pride and thoroughly enjoys pleasuring women. You should grow up. The women of, what's this show called? The Talk also has something to say.
I don't know why. Aren't they like old?
Wait a minute. Cheryl Underwood apparently.
Cheryl,
of course, she has something to say.
This function, and she said to Eve, "Well, Eve, I think we won't be listening to DJ Khaled's music anymore. Hashtag mute DJ Khaled now. So we have mute R. Kelly, mute Nas, and hashtag mute DJ Khaled. Because we need someone who's willing to travel downtown. From now on, we will be supporting The Rock in all of his endeavors." Then Sarah, who is the one that's from Roseanne, I think, tells the crew that Khaled's sexism makes her stomach turn. And then the crowd cheers in agreeance. Guys, was Khaled misogynistic for this response? Or is he misogynistic for this response?
Are we allowed to tell him
what
behavior he should exhibit in the bedroom with his wife?
That was my thinking. I was pretty sure
We are allowed to tell him when he makes it public knowledge. The issue is like, This is what I'm understanding about people. You're going on an interview and you're talking, first of all, I don't think that you should count receiving oral sex is praise. Like, that sounds really odd to me. That's one. And then two,
I think it's strange, but I also don't think I have
things pride. Like praise to me. Hell, every time I get
things like what?
That's not
no, crazy. Thank you, Jason.
I mean, it sounds like, but no, thank you. That, to ever think that receiving a sexual favor or a sexual thing is like praise, like, you sound pathetic. Like, don't say that out loud. And as far as DJ Khaled, like, why would you sit on an interview and like divulge that type of information? Like, your private life between you and your wife should be between you and your wife. There is no reason why the world should have access to what goes on in your bedroom. That is disgusting. And if I was his wife, I would be absolutely mortified if I saw on the talking about what happens in between or what doesn't happen in between my legs. That's a problem.
The talk.
Cheryl and shout out to Cheryl Underwood. She follows me on Twitter. I just realized that.
She follows everybody on Twitter.
Just I bet she'll follow you, ugly.
I guarantee you she does.
I mean, the only thing is, I do agree that you should keep that type of stuff between you and your partner. However, I agree. I mean, since the discussion is already out there, you have the right to do whatever it is in bed that you're comfortable with, just like women have the right to do whatever it is they're comfortable with. So I don't think that we can cancel someone because he's not comfortable doing something that, I mean, he doesn't want to do it.
So you're not a part of that.
If you are not comfortable with that, then that's not the person for you. And that's as simple as that.
And with the whole canceling thing, how are you canceling him for something that he's not doing for somebody else? Like, even if he was, he wouldn't be licking your box, girl. Like, what are you doing? Like,
but we're definitely not doing, we're not going as far as to cancel. I don't even think it's necessarily misogynistic. I think that,
I think it is.
Sometimes you don't want to do certain things.
He said some things that y'all might not want to do, but it got to get done. But I can't do that for you. Like, that's what he said, literally. That is hilarious.
There are certain hilariously things misogynistic for women that women are not going to do for men, and it's not whatever the opposite of misogynistic is.
I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but what I am going to say is we can't take, how do I put this? We can't take our American standard of things and apply it to every culture.
This is true, but Khaled is very American.
He's really not, though. He's really he's like very Palestinian, actually.
Yeah,
Like, be realistic and see.
But he has no accent. He's been living over here for the majority of his life. He's
forget the accent. American, like, look at his behaviors and his actions. Like, his actions are totally American. Also, we got a live tweet in from Mary.
What the bill do you have on a "Make America Great Again" hat?
I was thinking that too, Jason. I was gonna say that.
Temple Dental.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Dex.
We got a live tweet from Marion who basically said, listen, if you're not going down, then I'm not either. Problem solved.
But look, DJ Khaled said you got to. It got to get done. So, Marion, you're going down. I'm sorry. If you were Khaled, that's how it's going to have to be.
I mean, basically, if he made that deal up front and you're like, oh, that's not going to work for me, like, there are certain things that don't work for certain people. You can say, oh, that doesn't work for me, DJ. I'm moving on.
All right. BJ's not boxing. No BJ's for DJ. All right. So immature. It's a conspiracy theory zone. And I want you guys, I have three conspiracy theories, and I want you to let me know which one you guys believe. You have to pick one, okay? Kanye West. We all know Kanye's been acting a damn fool. There's this theory that's come out that said that he's currently in the middle of a performance art piece inspired by Andy Kaufman. And that he and his collaborators have been dropping hints via his Twitter page for weeks. Kanye tweeted, these tweets, too much emphasis put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take an update, which basically sounds like he's just looking for an excuse to steal someone's material. But maybe that material is this performance art piece, because there's a huge Reddit thread that went around and they noticed something in the tweets. Kanye tweeted this mood board. One is a picture of Andy Kaufman, who is a noted performance artist. Another one is Joseph Baez, who is also a noted magician and performance artist. And thirdly, we have David Hammons, same deal. And Denim Tears, at Denim Tears, this guy is a friend of Kanye West who was photographed in Kanye's house. And Kanye talked about him in the interview he had with Charlamagne. Tweeted the prestige with a spade sign, someone juggling a hat, and the wrestling. So they say that the wrestling guy is Andy Kaufman, because Andy Kaufman used to wrestle women. They said that the hat guy is that Joseph Vibes, but you can see the hat behind him. The juggling one is the Prestige, but we'll get to later. And the spade, if you turn it upside down, basically means that you're just turning things on its head. And so the theory is that Kanye has a magic trick, which is three parts. And this last part, which is he's doing right now, is called the turn. So they're saying that they don't really know what he's trying to accomplish. And maybe we'll find out in this next album. But this whole thing, Kanye might not actually be crazy, but he might just actually be a performance art piece. Theory number two. People think that Kylie Jenner's hot bodyguard is Stormy's father, which is quite the conspiracy.
Stormy thing. Daniels?
No, no, Stormy her baby.
Stormy Webster.
Only Stormy we acknowledge is...
So he does look a lot like his bodyguard, but that's just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Oh, is it a coincidence? Because here goes some of the pictures that they pulled up, some of these side-by-sides. You see the resemblance here as compared with Travis Scott, but they even went deeper. So if you go here...
That ain't no damn
Travis, look baby. At that. That is something. So they did the eyes. They compared all the eyes. The eyes look exactly like the bodyguards. Look at the nose. The nose looks exactly like the bodyguards. The list might not necessarily look at the bodyguards, but the eyes and the nose do. And, you know, it's possible.
So that's, maybe that's the lips two. Are...
That's wait, number two. The...
Okay, okay.
And number three, this lady, Melania Trump, the first lady, I guess, this lady, the first lady. She decided to publish her initiative, which is called hashtag Be Best.
What? It's a year. This is almost over.
It's supposed to fight cyberbullying for children. Because her husband apparently has inspired her to fight cyberbullying. But someone tweeted the guide, and then they retweeted and said, wow, okay, apparently this is the same exact guide the Obama administration released in 2014. So they tweeted the following pages of the guide. These are the pages from the Obama era guide. And this is the page from the Melania Trump guide. Look at that. They're like exactly the same. She's done it again. She's stolen Michelle Obama's stuff.
Cyberbullying doesn't get, I mean, she probably cited it. I mean, how much more?
She didn't cite it. That's the thing. There was no reference of Michelle Obama's work or the Obama administration's work in that at all. They passed it off as their real work. The Root Pundit is the guy who found it. He said, so they took the Obama administration's words and put Melania's face on the front, kind of any plus ultra of the Trump ethos there. Nowhere in the Melania edition does it mention that it was published before. Again, the work was done by the Obama administration. A Trump is taking the credit. So guys, which conspiracy theory are we most likely to believe was actually a conspiracy?
Well, the last one's not a conspiracy. I mean, that's very clear.
It's very clear that she stole it. Yeah. Very clear.
This baby daddy one. A lot of biracial children look like that. I don't want to just start throwing
it. Looks exactly like their bodyguard.
A lot of biracial children look like
that. And to be honest with you, that I've seen a lot of pictures of Kylie Jenner. Why am I just now seeing this bodyguard? And that boy is small. Like, who? What is he guarding? Kylie weighs more than he does. I feel like she's keeping him around just to keep him on her payroll. She wanted to...
I think she's keeping him around to have a baby, and that's what she did. Yeah.
She wanted to have a baby, but she looked at Travis and was just like, let's not take it that far. And had it with this young Filipino man, and like that's what we got now.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and with
that. True? So you think the Kanye thing is true?
I'm not touching that. I don't care.
At all.
I mean, it's happened before. I mean, this happens to people all the time. Like, you think that's your baby, and then, well, you know, it's not.
Let me tell you something. This baby's got that nose, got that boy's eyes, and it might just be Kylie Jenner's original lips we
that's
see.
That's what I'm thinking. As the why the we can't. Lips. Because remember how her lips used to be real thin before she got them lip fillers?
Yeah, when she was Armenian.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner was never Armenian. Ever.
They are absolutely the entire Kardashian family is of Armenian descent.
No. Robert Kardashian.
We should do a throwback Thursday in honor of this.
Robert Kardashian is Armenian. Bruce Jenner was not Armenian, and Kris Jenner.
Oh wait,
is not
this
Armenian.
Which one is this?
Kylie Jenner is Bruce's daughter. Bruce and Caitlyn's daughter.
Kylie's white. Okay.
Bruce, Caitlyn, and Kris's daughter.
What? In any event, I just want this to be an episode of Murray. You know how to go there.
Murray. All right.
Now's Murray.
Let's move. Which offer, because you guys don't want to talk about Kanye, which offer would you take? President Trump wants Colin Kaepernick and Kanye West to meet at the White House for a summit on race. Bill's pastor, Daryl Scott.
Don't even. That fool's got to go.
Said that he has been invited to the White House. He said, quote, Trump is 100% for it. He was very enthused about it. He said it's not going to only be a Black-only event. It will be a melting pot with multiple races there. He said, we don't want to sanitize it. I want people from the left to attend. I want it to get heated, but I want it to be respectful. I want them to see and know the Donald Trump I know, and they will say, this guy isn't who I've been led to believe he is. And then he added this last part. He believes that Trump will attend the race summit.
Wait.
That last part hit me when I read that. So Trump might attend after all of this. So he's going to invite him.
You didn't even confirm that Trump was going to be there before you started getting other people to be there?
He's not. He didn't send enough pictures. He's not going.
Dex's favorite girl, Jamel Hill, thinks that this is all just a ruse. And that Colin shouldn't even bother attending because Trump basically hates him. So, guys, will you take that one? Take that offer, the invite to attend the race summit at the White House? Or Cynthia Nixon's proposal, she wants to use marijuana licenses as reparations. This former Sex and the City actress, Dex is dying. She said, now that cannabis is exploding as an industry, we have to make sure that those communities that have been harmed and devastated by marijuana arrests get the first shot at this industry. We must prioritize them in terms of licenses. It's a form of reparations. Al, vote for Al, he's our pal Sharpton, said, I'm all for legalizing marijuana, and I like Cynthia Nixon, but putting pot shops in our communities is not reparations. Healthcare, education. And Black Lives Matter of Greater New York said, it does a disservice to our community for her to play into harmful stereotypes of African-Americans as drug users and dealers. And it does an even greater disservice to the enduring consequences of both slavery and Jim Crow that the inequities, these systems of oppression perpetrated, whatever that word is, to claim that legalizing marijuana was somehow erase that experience. So guys, which offer are you taking up? You taking up Cynthia Nixon's offer for a marijuana license to sell weed, or President Donald Trump's offer to attend the race summit?
I will go to the race summit.
I didn't see suicide on his list. Because I'm going to drink a gallon of bleach if those are my choices. Like, that's not happening. I'm certainly not going nowhere with that fool. Look at him. Face all lumped up. Ain't no way I'm going nowhere with that fool. I ain't going nowhere with him.
He's President Trump's religious advisor, so he's got Trump going in the right way.
And yeah, obviously.
Why are you going to the race summit? Why would you go to the race summit?
I think the best way to move forward is to have conversation. I think we have conversation, like, things could change. Plus, I would like to have a picture with Donald.
Things could change if you put marijuana shops on every corner.
Okay, like that, I'm not gonna touch. Like that,
put them right next to the liquor stores.
Oh yeah, you already know that's the direction I'm going in. So you can go ahead and give me my license now. I won't count it as my. What was it? 28. How many acres we get in a mule?
40 acres in a mule.
No, I think I'd rather have the 40 acres.
Give me that 40 acres in a Maserati, and we got a deal.
And we cooking.
Give me 40 acres and a weed plant, and I will transform America, okay? Time for our favorite segment of the show. It's called Racist. No?
It always is. What's our line? If you have to ask, it is.
This police department in Indiana has decided to write popo on the sides of their trucks. saying, so as some of you may have noticed, our page has been pretty helpful in connecting us with the community. We felt, though, that we're still struggling to really reach the younger folk out there. So in an effort to bridge that gap, we've decided to update our patrol car graphics in an attempt to be more relatable to the local youth. They later came out and said that it was a joke, and they photoshopped this this picture. They did not really put that on their cars. But BASAP has the following headline: Poopity Scoop Patrol, Michigan Police Appropriate Popo on Squad Cars to Propagate Black Youth. So guys, do you think this was a target at African-American youth by using the term popo by the police?
No.
I'm not terribly offended by that. I don't know why.
I'm not terribly offended as much as I think this is funny. Like, this,
it's like silly popo, as hell. Really. Yeah, it's like silly as hell. It's like stupid.
But do white people say popo?
I don't
they
know.
Say we say.
I don't say popo.
If we say it, they say it.
Yeah, the white people that live in Malibu that want to be down.
Oh, I don't know anyone in Malibu that wants to be
down. I don't even, as a matter of fact, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody that says popo. Like,
Madea says popo. Maybe they watched Tyler Perry and they thought, look, this is how we connect with the youth. Tyler Perry. That's how we're going to get to it, right? Guys, have you heard about this guy named Don Blankenship? Have you seen this?
He looked like something off of Reno 911.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
That's a pretty cool last name.
He's running for the Senate. And he said, this is campaign little video. He called Mitch McConnell a swamp captain. And he said that he has a China family. He said, not that he's Chinese. He has a China family because his wife, Elaine, was born in Taiwan, which has given him millions and caused him to create jobs for China people rather than for West Virginia people. So, like, people were outraged. So, like, NBC News went and caught this guy, like, in the middle of the store. And they asked him, like, why are you being so racist? And he said this: they've always said about me, West Virginia people. Is West Virginia people racist? We're confused on our staff as to how it can be racist when there's no mention of race. There's no race. Racists are Negro, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian. There's no mention of race. I never used the race. God.
I'm sorry. That's
2018. Negro.
Oh my God. That. Oh man, that was a good one.
Like, this is the effect of Donald Trump. People wasn't saying this years ago.
Racist are Negro.
Negro. China people and Negro. China people's not racist. Dex, do you think China people's racist?
I just... Guess who's not getting my vote?
Lord Jesus.
Who is that guy? That is funny.
Y'all have to watch that.
See this interview. Like, oh, I got to see this.
Please post that link. I think he's racist and stupid. Like, you're stupid.
How is it racist? I never mentioned a race.
Race are Negroes. Like,
the first thing out of his mouth. All right, time for Q&A. Ty?
That just wore me out.
Oh, it's time for Q&A, where you guys submit your wonderful questions and we answer them. Listen, we have some pretty good questions for us this week, so they're going to be hard.
I don't have the category set. I'm sorry.
Well.
Somebody wasn't doing their job.
What is it?
Well, the first one is about someone snitching on.
No, Jason. No. We'll just dive right in.
Which one do you think is the best one, though?
Ty said he didn't know earlier, so that's why I was going to just
ask. Well, Jason, give us a category. Like, if you had to pick categories, what would you do, like, real quick?
Oh, I have to review what they are again.
Just pick one of your favorites.
All right, this first one was pretty good. Let's just do this first one.
I have a coworker who recently got, I like this one, who recently got reprimanded for wasting excessive time during the workday. Since this happened, I can see that she has been checking my calendar multiple times a day. The email client used, we use, provides a feature where you can see who recently viewed your calendar to see what I have scheduled. She sometimes looks through the next 15 to 20 days on my schedule. It appears as though she is checking my calendar nearly every time and not physically sitting at my desk. I don't have.
Did you know this person?
No, but this is funny.
I don't have any extremely personal entries on there. The only things that aren't strictly work related are entries like appointment or vacation. So my coworkers know where I am when I'm not physically in the office. I don't work with this person directly at the moment, so there isn't a work-related reason for she would need to know my schedule so frequently.
She must work an accountant because she's like writes down all her steps to how she think.
She is not responsible for scheduling anything that I need. Like, you're trying to justify this. Clearly, this person's crazy.
Clearly.
And I also sit directly across from her. We have a cubicle set up, so she would be able to ask me any questions or walk over. It is worth it. Is it worth saying anything to my manager about the situation, or is it something I need to just let go? I don't feel that there's anything out of line on my schedule that I need to be worried about, but I can't help but feel a little creeped out that someone who doesn't have a supervisory capacity or even really works with me is monitoring my time so closely. I'm not sure if it's just boredom or if she is trying to see if I'm wasting time at work. So it's very clear that she was reprimanded and now she's checking up on everybody to make sure that they're equaling to what she's doing so that she can say, well, did you reprimand this person? Because this person hasn't done this and that.
Like, that's being very nasty.
He's being very nasty. He's probably checking everyone's stuff to see like if other people at the job are work is comparable to the amount of time she's working. That's exactly what she's doing. And I wouldn't tell my supervisor, but I would curse her. I mean, not curse her out, but I would definitely tell her off.
I would tell my supervisor. I would say, I don't know what's going on, but I see they're constantly checking my schedule. Maybe you should have a talk with them about not wasting time at work.
That's nasty. That is funny.
What are the odds that I'm just gonna play devil's advocate? What are the odds that she's actually just checking to look out? She's trying to look out for her just in case she does see that.
You can't even get your own stuff right. Why are you worried about me?
I'm telling you. And if that's the case, scoot on over in your chair and stop being a creep.
Do you think that she should tell her boss? I think she should say something.
I would confront her myself.
I noticed you. Is there something in my day with what you're interested in? Like, I noticed you keep checking out my calendar.
I like this one. This one's kind of interesting.
Which one? The last one or the grandma one? The grandma was interesting, too.
Yeah, this grandma one's all up now. We'll do this one.
The grandma one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this one was interesting, too. I didn't mean the other one, but I got this one's fine. All right, sorry. Next question. Yeah, I would confront... I would address the situation, either confront that person directly or go to the manager because that's all they're trying to do is like catch you slipping. Right. Next question is, my child's father, child, and I visited my mother and stepfather recently. My child is potty trained and wanted to use grandma's potty. Grandma said that this was okay. After finishing on the toilet, my child opened on the top drawer of the dresser before I could catch up to her. Why? I have no idea, but she's a toddler and loves playing with my socks and stuff. She didn't find grandma's socks. She found the largest dildo I've ever seen and asked what it was. My mother's in her late 60s. The array in that drawer left me with with many, many questions. I know I'll ask her. I'll never ask her, sorry. Here's my question for you, though. Is it wrong for you to request that she lock this stuff away when we visit?
Yes. It's very wrong to request it. Mind your business.
Ugly. The largest. I wonder how large it was. That is amazing.
Jason, that's your thought?
I mean, to answer your question, I don't think that it's too much to ask grandma to lock up the dicks when the child's in the house. Children don't need to see that. Like, there's a time and a place. In your bedroom is a place under the bed.
So, Jason, if I went to your house, I'm allowed to just go through your drawers?
Right.
You're not allowed, but
so I can go through your bathroom cabinet and pull your dildo out. Like, I'm allowed to do that? Ooh,
I gotta go. This is more than I can handle.
I'm not saying that you're not allowed to.
You didn't deny that you had a dildo.
Nasty, Dax. You feeling childish tonight.
You feel childish.
But I wouldn't sit here and I wouldn't act like it's okay that my child could possibly touch a dick every time she goes to grandma's house. Like, something
you know what's not okay? Your nappy-headed child going through all of grandma's stuff.
Come on now. Like,
that's what's not okay. Grandma lived by herself, okay? Look,
it would be more grandma, of a warning for me. It would be like, if you don't want the kid to see your dick, you might want to put it away.
No, here's the warning. Keep up with your child. That's the warning.
Grandma keep up with your dick.
He did say something like before I could catch up with her, like, why are you letting keep up with your child see your grandma's exactly.
You need to keep up with your baby. Grandma live alone. Okay,
you alone. Got Godzilla in there with it, so shout out to her.
Grandma lives with stepfather, and grandma and stepfather are having fun doing what they got to do.
Mind their business, okay?
Stepfather ain't doing nothing if grandma got a King Kong.
Like, stepfather's name is Mr. Richard, aka Dick.
Mr. Richard. Let me tell you something. You better keep up with your baby. And tell your baby to stay up out of my grandma's stuff, okay?
Well,
grandma might want to lock her up herself if she found out that happened, though. So you
there's
might
so much to. That could go wrong. So I just feel like grandma could be the responsible one here.
Listen, at least your brother ain't get out of jail and poison up all the Kool-Aid with laxative.
With X-Lax. Our favorite grandma story. All right, Ty, let's move.
All right, guys, finish your questions, bro talk.
Are we going to do this last one? Let's do this last one real quick.
It's good. Oh, sure. Sorry.
It's worth it. We started late. We'll give him an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, guys, it's fine. We'll go. Just rock with us. My 3-year-old daughter's best friend. This one's corny. Where's the other one?
This one wasn't bad. I like this one.
I mean, not corny. I apologize for that. My 3-year-old daughter's best friend at daycare is a boy. They have been together since they were little babies and are inseparable. His family and some of the nursery staff have encouraged the idea that they are boyfriend and girlfriend. We went to his birthday party. Even his extended family said, oh, you're Sally's mom, his little girlfriend. I know this is fairly common in the way people talk about children, but it is something I think is creepy and weird. I've let it slide because my daughter refers to George as her best friend.
George.
Don't worry. It's rubbing off on her. But today she came home with a gift from him, a chocolate rose. Apparently it was a big thing when he gave it to her. I'm at a loss of what to do. And I feel rude for not thanking his parents for sending a little gift. I'm torn between thinking
it's weird.
I don't know if there's any way to react without being that parent. I don't see George's parents, but I do have his mom's number. Do I just ignore it, or is there anything I could do, or should I say?
Baby, let me tell you something. First is a chocolate rose, then your baby pregnant at 13. You better go on up to George and his mother and his daddy and let them babies know you ain't having it. Holiness is right in your house.
Especially if grandma's leaving dicks out in the drawers.
Leaving them around. Your baby already know what's happening. No, man.
Are we seriously doing this? Like, let me tell you something. Come on.
I went and picked up my niece, and this little boy give her a hug, told him something. Bye. You don't even hug her. I don't even want you to hug her. And if you do, I'm gonna pop you, and then I'm gonna get your mother and pop your mother and your father. Ain't happening.
You can't be threatening people's parents. What's wrong with you?
I think that that's like a natural part of growing up.
Seriously,
I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
when you're 13.
And totally
no, like these kids don't mean any harm. They don't know any of this stuff. Like, they do not know what they're doing. Like, it's fine. Like, people have to stop being so stupid. Like, you guys are not capable. Like, what is this? Y'all need to get out of 2008.
So she shouldn't say nothing.
Call the people's parents and say thank you. She ate
no,
the
call the people's parents and tell them, tell George to stop sending your little sunflower all them chocolate roses. You ain't for it. Case and point, period. Point blank, the end.
I just feel like we're
yeah, that feels real ghetto. I'm sorry, it just do. It feels real ghetto.
Like, I know what to do, on these kids, like, she'll thank herself.
No, I feel like thought process, but when you say it out loud, it just feels
your
ghetto.
Your kids grow up ratchet, and they're worse than anything that giving a chocolate roll could possibly do. Like, it's no, like, I think that is some of the most harmless behavior. That's not even a factor for me. I don't know why that's a thing.
That's why you're responsible for a marriage that's about to happen. That's why.
That chocolate rose was a statement.
You're responsible for a marriage that's about to take place.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next.
All right. For all of your questions, hit us up at brotalklive.com/questions. We'll read them aloud each and every week. Time for Jizza Time. It's going to be a short one this week. Dex, you're going to be the one playing, and it's in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week. So, Dex, you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You have two phone-a-teachers, since this is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, I like that.
Three questions. So, it's just whoever you trust, and whichever questions you get right, the person will get the points. So whoever is the best teacher, you know, will help you out. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So the first category is a math problem. Who do you want to get you to help? Who do you want to help you with a math problem?
Ty.
Don't do it to yourself.
All right, Ty, what's the missing number in this equation? If you're watching on the podcast, I apologize for this one question. Is a visual question.
I literally have no idea.
Well,
shouldn't Dex know? And then, like,
I would say it's the number 6.
Dex, you're absolutely right. Good job.
Yeah. I didn't even need you.
I guess no points. He didn't help you.
You're supposed to try first, and then I'm supposed to help you.
The next one is also a math question. Who are you going with this one?
Will.
That's not how the game works.
This is how this game works.
Right.
I like how this works.
What is the number of the parking space containing the car? It's not really math. It's like problem solving, I guess.
87.
You are on it. You just stood in Bill. Goodness, Dex, you're smart about these
holes. What you mean?
Do you guys know why it's 87?
Yeah.
Simple deduction.
7, 8, 9.
Also, if you flip it over, it says 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91.
But the way I'm looking at it, it actually looks like that anyway.
Oh. All right, and the last one is English.
Will.
Oh.
Ty. Oh, you should have went with Ty.
Ty, goodness.
I know, but Will always be correcting people.
Ty, are you offended?
I'm not even in the least bit.
You should have went with Ty.
All right, Bill, here we go. What are the answers? Mother suggests
it's three. The first one is 3. Works.
Mm-hmm. Works part-time on Saturdays, or is it work, or is it worked, or is it we're working?
Works 3.
All right, Ty, do you agree?
Mother suggests that Mark works part-time. No, it's 1, work.
No, I say 3.
Okay, he's going with Will. All right. Wayne said that it was essential that Jacob guards are guarding or were guarding. I guess they crossed those out. So it's between guard and guards.
Again.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It was essential that Jacob guard. No, it's 1. It was essential. Yeah, it's 1. Number 3 is 1.
Yeah, it's 1.
All right. Dex, you want to go with them or you want to go with yourself?
Wayne said it was essential that Jacob guards the treasure. I ain't said it was essential to Jacob. Yeah, we'll go with 3 still.
Okay. And last but not least, it is imperative that the trial begun at once.
Begins. Three again.
All right, Dex going three all the way.
It's 3-1-3. 3-1-3 is what it should look like.
Ty, what are you saying? 1-1.
I agree with William with all of them except the first one.
So 1-1. So 1-1-3. That's what you're going with?
I guess.
Actually, it's all ones. All the ones are correct. Mother suggests that Mark work part-time on Saturdays. Subject verb agreement or something like that. Wayne says that it was essential that Jacob guard the treasure. It is imperative that the trial begin at once.
Once you read it out loud, it actually made more sense that way. I don't know when I read it.
I was good with 1-1. That last one, I was like, no, I don't think so.
Well, I went with Tommy Boy, so I was basically it. And what about Justin? Will don't know nothing. He just corrects people on Facebook. It's easy to know when those dummies is messing up. But in real life, you really don't know what he'd be talking about.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week to all the teachers. Thank you for teaching us to use the internet to find the answers to our problems.
I still disagree with that last one.
I do too, Ty.
Time for Dex's BS report. Well, the internet said it was right.
So. I will be very quick with the BS report today. Okay, so the first BS report that I have for you guys today. Guys, if you're playing video games, just be careful with the games. There was a man in Colorado who was playing a video
game. Last time you told us about a video game, someone was shoving it up their anus. We don't want to hear about it.
Well, it wouldn't be a BS report if there was no anuses involved. but there was a man playing a video game. His girlfriend was trying to get his attention. He would not pay this girl any of the attention because he was really focused on playing the game. The next thing he knew that he was in the hospital because his girlfriend picked up a samurai sword and tried to cut his hand off because she wanted him to spend a little more attention with her.
There's a cut his head off. I was about to say,
she went to cut his hand off because, you know, if you're really trying to get somebody's attention or whatever, and they're consistently just trying to like play a game or ignore you or whatever.
Kill Bill.
We'll probably take the hand away.
I saw straight Kill Bill when you said samurai sword.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of too. There's a woman who witnessed a car accident, and she stayed by the family just to make sure they were all okay during, you know, the time when the police was coming and the ambulance was coming. She even decided to ride in the ambulance with the family.
Ambulance.
With the family, and she unfortunately ended up being arrested because they caught her trying to steal money from the family.
What's it called? They got money in the van? What they got money for?
Just because you have a car accident doesn't mean you don't have your wallet, but they found she was stealing the man. She stole the husband's wallet.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said the ambulance had the money.
No. The family. She got in the ambulance with the family, and then she stole the husband's wallet and went shopping with it. She went to Neiman Marcus. Went to McDonald's, and that's where she got caught at the McDonald's when she was trying to purchase something else. And that has been Dex's BS report for the week.
Did they say what she got from McDonald's?
I don't think she got anything. She got caught there.
she was just sitting there acting like she was eating. Eating make-believe napkins. Shout out to her. She got her money's worth. Time for seats. Bill?
It is now time. Oh, wait, I can't. Dex, introduce this segment.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show made famous by singer, actress, Grammy-nominated person, Brandy. Brandy once did a show in South Africa after a soccer game where she was supposed to be the surprise performer. Brandy stepped out on stage after the game was over, and she realized
her surprise.
There was no one in the audience because everyone had cleared the building. So the surprise was on her. But you know what? Here at Bro Talk Live, we wanted to hook Brandy up and help her out. So we decided to help her fill those seats. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we have to seat someone who's pissed us off or tried us this week, month, year, whatever. It's time for us to seat them. And if you guys have your seats, tweet us to us, because sometimes we have seats that are a little too personal that we can't give out, but we can give out yours. Let us know what your seats are before Tuesdays. BroTalkLive.com. You can hit us up on our Twitter, our Instagram, or us personally. Will?
It's like we're doing a service to Brandy. Like, we're helping her out. So, you're helping us help Brandy. Getting her a captive audience.
So does anybody have a seat?
I do have one. So my things, I don't think that I have anyone who hates on me. Like, no one, I don't think I'm important enough to have a hater or whatever, but I've realized over the past week or so that there are people who just don't support me. You know, like, they smile in my face weekly and they don't support me. And I look at it and I shouldn't base this type of support off of social media, but like I do. And I'm really hurt by it. So my seat this week goes to Jason because he doesn't follow me on Twitter. And I'm like, amazed that this motherfucker doesn't follow me on Twitter.
What?
But he doesn't. So that's where my seat goes.
I think that happened years ago, though. He unfollowed you.
Well, now I know.
I don't follow you on Twitter. I don't know.
That's funny you should say that.
I think you blocked me or something once. And when you block someone, it stops them from following you.
That's just funny you should say that because I had something important to discuss with Jason. And I asked him to call me. And, like, he blew me off 100%. Now, mind you, Jason and I are supposedly the best of friends. But I'm like, oh, I tried to call him. And he knows I tried to call him several days. I'm like, well, Jason, it's not working out. Why don't you just call me when you get off work? Do you think I hear from Jason any day in the week other than Tuesday?
Why couldn't you call me? It was because
I attempted to call several times. It didn't work out.
No, you forgot. You said you were going to call me like 15 minutes later. You forgot to call me that night.
Jason, don't interrupt my seat.
You forgot. So I forgot. That's all I'm saying. Is we fall down, but we get up.
So I'm Dexter. I'm going to join you and see if Jason can sit in one seat and put his feet in the other.
Well, I'm going to come to Jason's aid because he and his lovely wife talked me through the Teddy Perkins episode of Atlanta. So, Jason, I want to salute you for being there at my vulnerable time.
Oh, is that why Jason didn't have time for anyone else?
He's taking it all up. Look, I have a very small child.
Dex, make sure you wipe your mouth when you're finished.
Demands a lot of my attention. The baby might have unfollowed Dex.
Yeah, she's an Aquarius. She wouldn't do that.
She also might have erased Ty's text messages or whatever that he says he sent me that I don't remember receiving. So it's possible. Look, Ty, we know we all took philosophy. We took philosophy together and we learned that nothing is an absolute. So let's not speak in absolutes. We don't know what happened. Let's just say that we need to work together to make this thing better. Okay. That's the mature response.
Moving on. I won't say anything. I'm going to make myself look bad. Okay, Jason.
Publicly, you think I was setting you up? I'm not setting you up. Do I have a seat? No, I don't have a seat. Not. I don't. I've been seated too much, so we're good to go. Bill, you did yours, right?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys, for checking out the show. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment. Thanks for participating in Music Monday this past Music Monday. You guys seem to like it. And Woman Crush Wednesday is tomorrow. So shout out to my man, Dex, who is curating that one. Do you guys have any announcements to make?
Just really quickly, I just want to shout out everyone who's just like text me over the past couple weeks and couple days about like the show specifically. Shout out to Dante Holcomb, who was like trying to help me with the Q&A question, but I didn't look down. He actually is a teacher, so Teacher Appreciation Day, that does apply to him as well. And shout out to everyone who just like listens to the show, talks to the show. Shout out to Fatima for her input on the Q&A question. Actually, I agree with that. She said that it's more about promoting girlfriend and boyfriend versus like the rose or whatever, and I totally agree with that. And shout out to Dion for the BS reports that he's sent my way as well. Like, just thank you. Everyone is just like super supportive, and this is amazing. I really appreciate it.
All right. Everyone, I have free playlists available on my Apple Music account. So feel free to check out my Apple Music page at FK Urban, and I will be releasing more on Throwback Thursdays. So check those out. They're free. Enjoy them. That's just all.
One more thing. Last week I talked that I was on Patty Jackson in Philadelphia. I was on her podcast. It was a really good episode. If you guys haven't checked that out, it's Patty and the Millennials, and I will be on her podcast again tomorrow. So if you guys haven't had a chance to hear me on Patty Jackson's podcast, I'll be back tomorrow, so you can check it out then.
This is another edition of Bro Talk Live. We out.